This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom as well. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, Melody sells gold and silver. She is discount gold and silver, and Sydney, we are living in exciting times, aren't we?
Oh, we certainly are. And, you know, for everyone who has taken the time and the energy and the ability to think and understand what gold does preserve your wealth, and they purchase the financial insurance policy, they're basically doing very well in preserving their wealth. So it's a different mindset. You have to know and study what's really going on and what makes people move into the gold and silver. Because people have been so accustomed to holding their paper. They've been so accustomed to their, you know, stock market, their financial planners, their funds, their 401s. And to make that transition from paper to real assets, to real money, to real currency is certainly a challenge to their thinking. And I hear that a lot lately. You know, couples, you know, they hesitate going into gold, and it is a learning process. So for those of who have taken that step and have secured their future by purchasing physical gold and silver, you know, congratulations to them. And it's a long battle. It's an educational battle, and it's a learning process. You know, people just don't hear an advertisement about gold and go out and decide to buy it. They have to understand what's going on in the markets, what's going on in our economy, and certainly have a small understanding of, you know, currencies, how it works. And perhaps they might have a small understanding of, maybe they even take it, you know, to a more personal level. They understand that you cannot have a household that continues to spend and have nothing coming in. And they understand the consequences of that, and they see our government doing that. And they know the government cannot continue to do it. They're beginning to see a lot of the weaknesses that are coming out of Washington. They've seen it in the past, and they're taking the steps to protect themselves.
Well, did you hear the latest news? And that is that the House of Representatives has solved the debt problem. Well, they did. They agreed to let President Obama, raise the debt, you know, for another couple of trillion dollars, and then they're going to try to get a balanced budget through. Of course, basically, the balanced budget amendment has holes in it big enough to fly a 747 through. I mean, a 3/5 of Congress can simply counter that, and any time Congress wants to, simply say we're going to spend more than the is coming in. And then, of course, you can always balance the budget by increasing taxes. And certainly, even if they pass a balanced budget amendment, it's got to go through the states. It'll be 3 or 4 years before that actually gets certainly accepted. The states probably won't accept it. And the problem is, of course, we're going to have massive deficits. We already have deficits that are beyond any description at all, owing somewhere between $50 and $70 trillion we can never pay off. There's no way we can ever pay off the debt we have. And what is Congress's solution? Well, we're going to pass a balanced budget amendment, or at least we're going to try to, and a couple of years from now, we may find that it didn't go through. And President Obama is, of course, posturing by saying, I will veto this legislation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political show business. Nobody wants to do what needs to be done. They know what needs to be done. You've got to cut spending. And nobody wants to accept that. Nobody wants to accept the responsibility of saying, we got to get our troops out of the Middle East before we're involved in another war. And ladies and gentlemen, that war is coming. I mean, I couldn't believe, you know, they would pass this budget, balanced budget amendment, Melody. I've read the balanced budget amendment, at least what they're suggesting, and said that Congress can negate it anytime they want to by a 3/5 vote. What possible advantage would there be to having an amendment to the Constitution, and if 3/5 of Congress voted not to abide by it, why, of course, they wouldn't abide by it? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course, no, it doesn't make any sense then, but you know what? We saw the reaction today with Wall Street. Wall Street enjoyed the news of the possible compromise earlier, and we saw the Dow Jones, that soared up over 200 points. And, you know, that's been the biggest, one-day jump, I believe, this year. So it had the effects. And again, I look at everything as just distractions, you know. They move us, they by the media, they move in the focus on everything. They move from one section to another, and it's another distraction. And, you know, it's all politics as usual, and they will do what they need to do. And, you know, they were going to do something. They were going to prove something. They were going to raise the ceiling. I mean, they have to. They're not, I don't believe they're ready to default. I believe eventually that is what they will do, but I'm not quite sure this is the moment for them to do so. I think it will take some sort of a situation elsewhere in order, you know, to have some sort of a contagion. That's how I see it playing out. But then again, you know, anybody can just speculate of how it's going to fall because no one really knows. But as you mentioned earlier, we have a debt that can't be paid. It's not going to be paid. And the only way they'll try to inflate it out of, they'll try to inflate their way out of the problem and, you know, by default. So it's coming. We don't know when it will happen. Perhaps we don't know how it will happen, but it is coming. And I believe those days are coming quicker. Time seems to speed up. Things happen more quickly. So many things, you see all the news, we go from, you know, the wars in Egypt, and we go from Greece and Italy and the financial problems, we come here, and it's just unfolding very rapidly, and I think what they do is they do capitalize on these situations. They make money by all these situations, and their main goal is to strip people of their wealth and, you know, continue the agenda that we talk about so many times on your program.
And I think it's vitally important that people are aware of what's going on. This whole idea of a balanced budget amendment is simply political theater. They want to give the impression they're doing something. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Melody Cedarstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. But suddenly, what you saw today, where the House of Representatives, the Republicans, oh, they're going to take care of this. What are they going to do? They're going to pass a balanced budget amendment. Now, how long does it take to get a balanced budget amendment through all of the states? Remember, a lot of the state legislatures only meet every other year. We've got an urgent situation. I mean, we've got a crisis situation. And what are they doing? They're simply putting off addressing it. We are having to borrow about $4.5 billion a day simply to pay our debts. We are going to be spending this year about 42 cents of every dollar that will be spent has to be borrowed. And who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from ourselves. There's a wonderful article by Mortimer Zuckerman, and you can find it up on the Internet. It's called The National Debt Crisis is an Existential Threat. The national debt crisis is an existential threat. Now, who is Mortimer Zuckerman? He's a member of the Trial Outer Commission. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of perhaps the 75 to 80 men, Americans, who run the world financially, at least who run our aspect of the world. And he tells you exactly what's going on in this. And basically, you know, he just says we have a threat, and of course this is going to, could very effectively destroy our monetary system. He likens it to a butterfly's wings, a very fragile situation where even the flap of a butterfly's wings might cause a ripple on the water. And that ripple might turn into the wave, and the wave would create a tsunami that would sweep away our financial system. And basically, this is really what we're threatening to do. He says that we are buying, suddenly we have this massive debt, and since other countries will not buy the debt, we are buying 70% of our own debt. Certainly Bob Chapman suggests we're buying 80% of our debt. How are we doing it? Well, we're creating the money, we're giving it to other central banks so that they can borrow money, but this is highly inflationary, and certainly what are they going to do with debt? They're going to make it disappear. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, pay back Social Security and Medicare, the obligations, but they're going to do it with money that has no value, and because they're going to pay off their debts throughout the world with money that has no value. They're going to inflate this away, and they're going to have another great war that's going to be the distraction, so they would be unpatriotic to be critical of it. And then, of course, out of the financial chaos, it's going to come. And the massive austerity, because if you read Mortimer Zuckerman's articles, he will tell you we're moving into lower living standards. We are going to have austerity. The wonderful level of living we've had in the past is going to cease to exist. And, of course, this will happen in part because of the destruction of the value of our currency through inflation. And then, of course, I personally, although Zuckerman doesn't mention this, there's going to be a major war in the Middle East. How it's going to line up, I don't know, but we're going to be involved in it, ladies and gentlemen. And when millions of people are killed, why, our focus will be there. Rather than ask, how did we get into this situation? Who is responsible for destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing the American people? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people keep using this term, bond vigilantes. Do you understand what that term means? Can you explain that to our listeners, Melody? Because the term increasingly is being used, the bond vigilantes.
Well, I'm not quite sure that I can.
Well, then I shouldn't pin you down with that, because I was confused. basically, the vigilantes were the people who maintained law and order when they had a lawless society. In other words, when society breaks down, the vigilantes come in and they restore law and order. Well, bond vigilantes are the people who purchase bonds, who restore order to a financial system that's out of whack. And when you simply have a country that is issuing bonds, and that country is totally irresponsible, why, the vigilantes, the people who are buying bonds, will not buy them because they're going to insist on some sort of an orderly bond market. And, of course, they will demand very high returns on the money that they lend. Right now, if you are in Italy or in Portugal and you want to borrow money, government wants to borrow money, it's 18%. That's a phenomenal interest rate. I mean, how can you pay interest of 18%? In Greece, where, of course, they're totally irresponsible, the Greek government is having to pay 31% to borrow money. Why? Because the vigilantes are saying, we don't trust you. You know you're irresponsible. And it's simply, we're not sure if we lend you money, we're ever going to get back again. You could actually default on the money. We could invest in your country and we'd lose our money. So before we will risk our money, we're going to demand a massive return. And so it is the vigilantes who restore order to a bond market, and of course this is what's happening in America. Pretty soon we're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to borrow money unless we're paying 6%, 8%, 10%, 15%, 20% interest. And then, of course, other countries will lend us money. Now, as long as we can print money, we're fine. But, of course, what happens if we can no longer print money because American dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a short period of time before that's going to happen. And Lindsay Williams, I think, gave us a pretty good insight into this when he told us that Mr. Fromm, who incidentally passed away, so I think he was probably telling the truth, he was very close to the people who rule the world, and Ken Fromm said, by the end of the year 2012, that's a year and a half from now, the dollar will be dead. He didn't say the dollar wouldn't exist. It still wouldn't be a means of exchange. But I think what he was referring to is it's going to lose its status as the stable currency, as the reserve currency of the world. Could that really happen, Melody?
Well, I certainly think so. And, you know, you mentioned the bond vigilantes, and I've heard of dollar vigilantes now with all the fiat currencies they're trading. And I believe currency trading is a very risky area to be in, but it is certainly has taken a taken over as an investment. Many people are involved in that, but so you also have the dollar vigilantes where they sell the fiat currencies, you know, such as the dollar and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are being coming back and being recreated, and and it's late here in the East, Dr. Stan. I forgot your question. I hate to say that.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, what are you hearing from your customers? What are they telling you? Anything new or exciting?
Well, you know, just as I mentioned before, they understand, you know, they're taking the big step going from paper investments into the real currency of gold. They don't understand the depth of it that you talk on your programs and we talk on our programs to what is really happening here and around the world. But they're getting an inkling and they're getting concerned, and they're, you know, they hear gold, they do their own investigation, they listen to various programs that they can find on the internet. And I guess to that degree, I'm not a believer in the internet. I think there's more harm than good that has come from the internet, but people do find the information, and if they use it, the internet as an educational tool, and, you know, it can be good for them, and they have done so. And so they are finding ways and learning why they need to be purchasing gold and silver. And they're beginning to understand, of course, the election is, you know, in front of their mind. They know that's coming up. It's the media is now beginning to, you know, throw that at them. And, of course, as you talked about, the political show that we see coming out of Washington at this point in time, you know, it concerns people. And they get this feeling they just don't want their money in banks anymore. You know, they just don't like it sitting there anymore. They feel they need to secure it. And, of course, no one should have any of their currencies just sitting in a bank. You have bank failures they don't report anymore. I guess there was another, I don't know, three or four of them on Friday that they closed. And, I mean, they don't even report on the closure of banks anymore.
Yeah, I thought that was really so interesting. The banks are closing, but they just don't ever bother to mention it.
No.
It's as if they didn't close. Well, of course, if you don't ever mention it, how would you know it was really going on? Well, one of the most significant things that's happened here in the last month is the fact that Mr. William Gross, G-R-O-S-S, who heads PIMCO. Now, PIMCO is the largest hedge fund in the world. It manages something like $1.2 trillion in funds. So, I mean, certainly Mr. William Gross is in charge, so that's got to be a pretty smart guy. And he simply pulled all of his money out of Treasury bills, Treasury bonds. He thinks, of course, that the American government is either going to default on their obligation to the Treasury bills, or certainly they're certainly not ever going to retain their value. In fact, he is shorting Treasury bills. Now, he has a lot of money at his disposal. He's got to be pretty smart to be able to survive in this. And we do know that he is certainly purchasing gold, but even more than that, he has totally done away with having any Treasury bills in his portfolio. Why? Because he doesn't trust the American government. Now, I think that this everyone should heed what he's doing and see what the smart people are doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to hear what you think. Have you ever heard the term of the bond vigilantes? Do you understand that suddenly when people will no longer buy your bonds, you have to raise the interest rate on it? You cannot continue buying your own bonds indefinitely without producing massive inflation. And that is exactly what they're doing. And they're lying to you. Certainly, Mr. Bernanke is lying when he tells that there's essentially no inflation. They're simply deceiving the American people. and one day they're going to wake up to find out their life savings is gone, give us a call if you have a question. Well, Melody, have people been buying a lot of gold and silver recently as they've been skyrocketing?
They have, and of course that certainly gains everyone's attention when you have prices that go over $1,600 and for gold and silver beginning to creep back up into the $40 level. So it certainly does bring attention to the yellow gold, the yellow metal. So absolutely business has picked up. People usually, human nature, people buy when things are going up. And we'll see a little temporary challenge here at 1600 as I expected. And we always, 1600 is a number, and you'll see a challenge just like we've seen at 1,000, 1,200, and 1,400. But, I mean, gold is really telling. People should really be paying attention to what the price of gold is doing because it's telling you what's going to be happening to our currency and what is going to happen to our deficit and what's going to be happening in the future. And we know gold is suppressed. I mean, we see it pull back today. We saw it pull back today. To me, it was just a natural, healthy little pullback we saw. I think it's going to regain and start going up again tomorrow because you had the dollar down a little bit, oil up today. And I think the $200 in the stock market today was, you can just see anymore how much it is manipulated and how they control these prices. But they can really only do it for a day anymore. They at one point in time when gold was $250, they could do it for months, years. But no longer. It's a day because, again, things are happening so rapidly. So, yes, interest has picked up in gold buying. I think everyone is concerned what is going to be happening coming into after the summer, into the fall. It's always a volatile time for stock markets for the we have a lot of things that are, coming in for a close and a lot of deadlines and so forth. So if there's an announcement of a QE3, I certainly think that would, there's just a lot of things that could happen, and people are aware of these things and are trying to do what they can to preserve their wealth.
And I think people are very, very uncertain. They know something's seriously wrong, but they cannot connect the dots. They're concerned about government regulations. They're concerned about the rising prices. Despite the fact that the government tells them the prices aren't going up, they can see the prices going up. All they have to do is go to the store. All they have to do is have a catalog of on clothing and things like that and remember what the prices were a year ago and see how much really a dramatic increase in the prices of imports from China. Things are going up. And they're increasing in price. And basically, you can say whatever you want to, but a lot of people are going to believe their lying eyes rather than believe what the government is telling them. In fact, I think most people understand that the government is not being forthright. They don't understand that, of course, this is not our government. This is their government. There's a small clique that's taken over control of our legitimate government and makes mockery out of the electoral process. And these are the people who seem to be so intent upon destroying the value of our currency. And believe me, these people are invested in commodities, are invested in gold and silver. But of course, they're telling the average individual, go into the stock market, I said they invest, in all of these annuities. Invest in these things that are related to the dollar because, of course, the dollar has always come back again. Well, I got news for you. It's not coming back this time. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Melody Cederstrom. And, of course, would be glad to talk to you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you understand the significance of the fact that the Federal Reserve System is buying our own debt? Do you understand the concept of the bond vigilantes? Do you understand what is happening to the markets over in Europe? Do you understand the implications of a Greek default and certainly of Greece defaults? There may well be defaults of Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland. And what that would mean for American banks? Do you understand the fact that we have a fraudulent banking system built upon simply a monetary system that is based upon simply the shifting sands without any foundation at all? And of course, they progressively create more and more and more money. Do you realize, of course, that the United States had a debt of $1 trillion in 1980 that had taken them 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt? Since that time, why, of course, we've multiplied that debt many times. And by the time President Obama leaves office, he will have accumulated more debt in the 4 years he's in office than all of the preceding 43 presidents together. Now, that's, of course, excluding the Social Security debt, which is money that we're told we owe to ourselves. But President Obama, during the 4 years in office, at the current rate of spending, will have accumulated more debt than the previous 43 presidents of the United States. And as bad as certainly George W. Bush was, he is a piker compared with Barack Obama, who I believe is part of an organized effort to destroy the infrastructure of this country by simply spending us into oblivion. In fact, there's a Cloward and Piven, I had actually written an article back in 1966 in Nation magazine. They were dedicated socialists. And they said, you know, if you want to destroy a nation, what you do is simply to get it head over heels in debt. Promise everything to the people, and once you promise it to them, and they really believe they're entitled to it, they'll keep demanding it, and eventually you can destroy that nation. That's what they wanted to do, is destroy our nation, and Barack Obama is actually carrying out their program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, that's 1-800-544-8927. Would like to know what you think about what's going on. If you have any question, Melody Cederstrom's on the front lines of this battle. Of course, she's dealing with this every day with gold and silver, which is the only legitimate monetary system that has ever existed. All the rest of them are simply have collapsed sooner or later, and there's nothing new under the sun. Certainly the monetary system in ancient Greece collapsed, you know, 300 years before Christ was born. Certainly the monetary system of Rome collapsed in 300 A.D. under Diocletian. And we've seen the same thing happen over and over and over again. Why would we think it can't happen now? Because if it does, it will mean, of course, that everything that the average individual, the foolish individual who has believed what he's been taught in school, everything that they've saved their whole life for will be destroyed, and the majority of our people will live out their twilight years in total poverty. And I really think it's a horrible thing to contemplate, but if you haven't made the preparations as you should, as this whole thing begins to collapse, well, you're going to lose everything you have. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Would like to know what you think about what's going on. And certainly we hope many of you will take the time to get the articles by Mortimer Zuckerman. You can find them, all the recent ones, at the Drudge Report. That's an excellent source of information. And you go up to the Drudge Report, and they have lists of all the major publications, and then the major writers. Mortimer Zuckerman is part and parcel of the elite who run the world. But when he begins sounding like Bob Chapman, when he begins sounding like Melody Cederstrom, you know we're in real trouble. And he's basically saying the same things that Melody and Sydney Bob Chapman have been saying for some time. And right now we've got Bill, and Bill is calling from, where is Bill calling from? He's calling from Washington. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering, so what would happen if they didn't raise the debt ceiling? Wouldn't we be in some kind of a crisis-like scenario?
Basically, they've got enough money to continue doing all the essential things, paying Social Security and Medicare, and even maintaining the war. They just have to stop giving money away and have funding all of these senseless programs we have. They want you to think the sky would fall. It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. They just want a justification for doing. Hang on there. Well, this is Dr. Stan Melody. We've got Bill calling from Washington State. He says, well, but we have to raise the debt ceiling. What would happen if we didn't? What would you say to him?
Well, I mean, the social programs, as you mentioned, would continue to be funded. And you're right. There's so many programs out there. Everyone focuses on the programs that affect most Americans because that's how they, you know, sway their public opinion. But you know what? There's so many programs that are just wasted money that should be cut. I mean, my gosh, if you've seen, I don't know, I can't remember how many pages to the budget there are, but there's a lot of them, and just so much useless spending on various programs and that they could cut, and but they don't ever mention those programs. So, yeah, cut them. You know, cut our defense. I mean, there's lots of places where they could make cuts and, you know, still carry the important you know, social programs that are needed, you know, for the elderly, for the ill, and so forth. You know, but I do believe, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I think a lot of those social programs do need to be revamped. There's so much fraud in those programs anymore. And, you know, is there enough to, you know, to revamp those programs, to attack the fraud, to make any difference in the amount of money that's going in there? I don't know. But I mean, when you look at our medical system and you look at the, what's being charged and the needless and useless tests that are thrown on the elderly, you know, do this, do that, do this, tests that aren't needed and it's all being paid by, you know, the taxpayers, by the government on these programs, you know, a lot of that stuff can be stopped. People would probably be a little more healthy. If they didn't have to go through all these tests and so forth and, you know, maybe, you know, encourage a more natural, you know, treatment, so to speak. So there's a lot of things that would happen, but I agree. I think if they want you to think there'd be a major crisis, but there's many, many places where they could cut.
And you see, Bill, basically they're trying to convince you there'd be a terrible, terrible crisis, but they've got money coming in. They've got about $2.2 trillion a year. It's not going to stop coming in simply because, they don't increase the debt level. We've got to stop spending. Bill, is there any way you can continue spending money you don't have indefinitely? This is a wonderful opportunity just to say we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to start cutting unnecessary spending, and the first thing we're going to do is pull our troops out of Afghanistan. Why do we have 250,000 men there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Can you explain that to me?
I think it's a big fraud. Yeah, and I think that it's causing a lot of social crisis that it's basically throwing all the money out the window for to make the weapons companies rich. So.
Well, it's more than that. I really believe it because it's designed specifically to destroy the stability of our nation. You cannot keep spending money you don't have indefinitely.
I think we
and it's also to get us everybody into a society totally policed by biometrics and surveillance everywhere, and it's actually quite extensively designed to do that. They want everybody to be going through mobile security trailers to even go to a sporting event or their high school prom. They would like to have that. They would like to have a society totally controlled by technology. And having wars and scaring people with terrorism is the perfect way to do that. And it's all an experiment.
Well, I agree with you totally. Melanie, anything else you'd like to say to Bill before we let him go?
I think we also have to redefine crisis because, you know what? I think this country is already in a crisis. We have people who don't have jobs. We have food prices. People can't eat. They can't afford to feed their family. You have the elderly that are cutting back on, you know, instead of taking their full prescriptions that they need, they're cutting back and, you know, taking 1 month of prescriptions and extending it out over 2 and 3 months because they can't afford anything. I mean, we're in a crisis right now. So I think we need to redefine that. We have real problems right now. A lot of people in this country have already been hurt. They've been stripped of their wealth. I talk to people every day. You know, hey, the stock market's up there at 12,500. But yet, you know what? They've never recaptured their losses that they've had, that they've lost through their financial planners, because their financial planners tell them not to buy gold and silver. And they lie about the investments that they're in there. And they don't listen to the people when the people want to control their investments and tell them what to do. So, hey, we're in a crisis right now. And it certainly can get worse. And certainly if you have any type of social unrest, you know, that's a different type of a crisis. We have a lot of people now that are hurting. And so that's, I believe we're, as I mentioned, we're in a crisis.
I don't, Bill, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And,
okay.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we go to Gordon, who's calling from Richland, Melody, I want you to get out your website and your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you and what happens if they do.
Well, I do encourage them to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm losing my voice a little bit, so please excuse me if I happen to cough when I give out my website. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And when folks call, we educate. You know, we... And we're probably the only ones who do that. Most of my competitors, you know, will have the programs that they just push into coins and tell you should get this. We try to listen to what you want, what your investment objectives are, where your other money is working for you, how you can best invest it into gold and silver, what kind of portfolio you should have, what kind of coins you have. And I think any person that's in the gold industry, that's in the coin market, says that you should just, you know, buy this. I don't think they're giving people the right advice. I think people need to know what the various products are, what's suitable for them, because I believe coins do well. There's no bad coins. It's only really bad dealers. And people stay simple and basic in your portfolios and balanced, and you'll do very well. I don't push gold in order to make great profits. Great profits are going to come. But, you know, if you're positioned properly and you have the right coins, you buy that gold, you buy that silver for your security, for your preservation of wealth, for your purchasing. And so you need to be balanced. We recommend 70 to 80% in gold, 20 to 30 in silver. If you have a stronger desire to hold more silver, that's fine. But gold has a little more stability. You're going to see bigger gains in silver. Personally, I don't chase gain. I look to the fundamentals of what each metal does and how it best suits a person's portfolio and what they're trying to put into the market and what they're trying to accomplish. And that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. We spend the time and we make the time in order to help you understand. So when you get your gold and silver, you put it away and you forget about it and you have that security that you receive when purchasing gold and silver.
Okay, well, because, and what's your telephone number?
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your website, once again?
DiscountGoldandSilverTrading.net.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Gordon from Richland, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. And I especially enjoy your show when it concerns the financial matters. It gives us a better viewpoint of what's going on in the world. I have a three-part question for Melody. One, can we hold like junk silver in our, you know, IRA as such, or similar type coins? And I guess these would be held by a storage place or something like that. We would pay storage every month. So what kind of, I guess basically, what kind of holding can we hold? Two, we would be paying like spot plus a percentage. Approximately what kind of percentage would we be paying? And three, I'm almost old enough to have distributions, or actually I am. would that be distributed in cash, or can we actually take physical possession upon distribution of the account or part of the account?
All right. I think all of these legitimate questions. Can he hold junk silver if he wants to? Is it, or is simply, would this simply be a matter of holding gold in your IRA?
You can hold both gold, silver, platinum, palladium in your IRA, precious metals. But be very careful, because I've seen dealers pop up where they recommend that you can, where the storage is not in a government approved, or it's their own storage and so forth. There's only two companies I use for an IRA, and that's Gold Star and Sterling Trust. And the storage facility is the Delaware Depository. If it's stored anyplace else, I would question it. I would do a lot of investigation on it. 90% junk silver, no, you cannot put that in an IRA. Mainly it's bullion bars. You can put American Gold Eagles, Silver Eagles, you can put Canadian Maple Leafs. There's a list of product that is approved for a government-approved IRA. 90% silver is not one of those. They also do not accept collectible coins, and like your Mint State 62 $20 Liberties. Now, at one point they did, back in the early 90s, they did allow these coins, but then they cannot place a value. It's very difficult to value these coins because they do have the additional leverage over the gold spot market. So they withdrew the $20 gold pieces or any collectible coins, and you can only have gold bullion. Now, a lot of dealers will sell proof coins telling you that you have collectible coins in there, and a lot of these Mint State 70 Gold Eagles, they'll sell those. And you know what? You don't need them in your portfolio either in your 401. Just get regular 1 ounce Gold Eagle coins, and you'll be able to get more gold for your money. The percentages will vary on the product that you purchase from, you know, if you buy bars or, and if people are holding a lot of silver in their 401, I recommend that's just put bars in there. Now if you're younger and you're at the age where you can take your distribution, you can take the metal. So if you're planning on taking the product out of it, then stay with coins. But if you're just planning on buying like a lot of silver, and you don't want to have to deal with the shipping and everything like that, then you just buy bars, and then when it comes to time when you're ready to sell it, when silver is 100 or 200 or whatever, then you can just sell it. You don't have to deal with the shipping of it. I have customers who bought bars, and then they decide to take the delivery of it, and the next thing they know, they're getting delivery of, 2,100-ounce bars, and, they don't know what to do with it. So you do have to be a little bit careful when you're purchasing the metal for your, you have to know what your goals are going to be when it comes time for your distribution. And I'd recommend take physical delivery of it at that time.
Oh, but you can actually take delivery on the gold.
On the gold. Right. Uh-huh. Yes.
All right. Now, I don't know if you want to answer this one. He wants to know what the markup is, because he said you had to make a profit on it. And so I know that whatever you charge, it certainly is not excessive, because we've never had one complaint from anybody we've dealt with.
Well, it does vary. On each product does change. On the American Gold Eagle, what we charge is $35 over our wholesale cost. Now, you can't buy anything at spot, because you have the Treasury who makes the coins. They sell the coins to, I don't know, 8 major dealers. Those dealers sell them to wholesalers. Wholesalers give them to us, and then we sell them to the public. So you got a lot of middlemen in there. So it's mainly distribution costs that you're paying, manufacturing and distribution costs that you're paying over the spot price of gold. Now, you can buy Canadian maple leaf. They're usually a little less expensive because their distribution is different. Same way with the Krugerrand. So the prices can vary, but we charge for, like, if you're buying a few coins, $35 over our wholesale cost. If you buy a larger quantity, we will reduce that.
Great. Thanks. And I have one quick question then. What do you think, if I had my money sitting in precious metals IRA, such as you have, and the dollar really went bankrupt, or whatever they're going to do to it, what do you think they would do to our precious metals IRA accounts? Would they take them along with a regular IRA account, as you're talking about nationalizing them?
You know, I mean, that's a tough question because, I mean, I do believe they're going to, I do believe they're going to nationalize these programs. And these are government-approved IRAs. So I, whether you get a little more protection because you're a precious metals in there, personally, I don't think you would.
Personally, Gordon, I think that what you ought to do is get your money out of the IRA and out of a 401 because basically government is desperate. They have to have money. We saw what happened in Argentina. They said nationalized the pension funds. The legislation is already there. It hasn't been enacted, but certainly we know that they're going to do all sorts of things right now what they're doing. You're not hearing about it, but the government is stealing the money that they're supposed to be putting into the various federal pension funds. In other words, they're supposed to be putting money in for federal employees. Instead of doing that, they're simply spending that at the present time. They're not putting that into the funds which are supposed to be there for the federal employees. Governments always act irresponsibly. And who to report them to? Well, you only basically can report them to the government. Government officials cannot be sued. They can claim sovereign immunity. So basically, do not put your money any place where they can readily put their hands on it. Because as this crisis grows worse, and it is going to grow worse, they're going to be desperate for funds. And of course, they're already eyeing all the money in the 401ks and in IRAs. So if you are in a position to get the money out, if you were asking me, I would not delay at all. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
You know, I agree. And you know what, people, I mean, now when you know, if you're not at the age of distribution and so forth, you know, you get a tax penalty, you get taxes and penalties. I was told a long time ago when you're making investment decisions, you have to eliminate those out of the equation for you to make a decision. Because oftentimes those taxes and penalties will keep people from doing things that they should. Because oftentimes they're hefty if you're looking at a lot of money. And you know, IRAs, they're deferred taxes. Our taxes are going up. You're not going to save anything with the tax, you know, by keeping it in there either. So bite the bullet.
Yeah, the only problem is biting the bullet, as you were just going to say, then pay the taxes to take them out, even if you are of retirement age. If you roll out, say you had a modest $100,000, you're paying a substantial amount of tax on that
$100,000. Let me share my experience with you. I said there's a position. I had a defined benefits program, and certainly I debated whether or not to close this out. And they were coming up with some new legislation. They were going to actually raise the cost of getting out of a defined benefits program. But that was going to be a year or two down the line, and I had to make the decision. And so I kept calling, you know, various people in the IRS to try to understand what the implications were of taking the money out of the defined benefits program and simply closing it down, because this was part of my government retirement system. I finally tracked down the man who was in charge of the whole thing for the West Coast, and we talked a number of times, and we even got to be on a first-name basis. And finally he said, Stan, he said, I'm in charge of certainly the pension of benefit program for the federal government here in the western part of the United States. He says, the laws are so complex, I don't understand them. If I were you, I would pay whatever you have to pay in taxes and get out. Get out from under government supervision. It was the best advice I ever got.
You know, these programs are great. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, some of the best advice I have ever gotten is right off of your program. So I appreciate that. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, Melanie. Go ahead.
So you got to remember why these programs were created. You know, they want your money and they don't want you to have it back. That's why they have these huge penalties on it. 401s.
I understand that.
You know, so, and we're getting close to the end of the, well, we're halfway through the year. I mean, you know, I tell a lot of my clients as we're getting closer to the end of the year, take half of it out. And then come January 2nd, take the other half out. So it'll give you a little bit of, you know, if you have a large amount in there, and, you know, it might help spread it out. But be aware what can happen from, you know, July to December.
But remember, of course, if we are correct, that we are approaching a crisis time as far as gold and silver are concerned. The government is desperate for funds, and
yep.
because they're going to destroy the value of the currency, then the price of gold and silver got to go up, and you'll make back, of course, by being invested in them. You'll do far better off to get out. Anyway, God bless, Garden. Bye-bye. Okay, well, my guest has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. One more time, your telephone number, Melody?
Is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your website?
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. That is DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Hold on, we'll be right back. Melody, what happened to the new website?
We're working on it. I hired someone. We're working on it right now. We're looking for a new launch date, perhaps the second week of August. So instead of confusing everybody, we're just going to wait until it's finished. And I'm really excited about it. We're keeping the old one, but this one will be just a lot of information. We'll be able to run specials on it. There'll be a lot more availability for listening to programs. And so we're going to extend it because things are happening so rapidly. And what I find is so much misinformation that's being spread, so much misinformation on the various products of gold and silver, platinum and palladium. And I just, I really need to address these things anymore. And so with the new website, I'm excited that we'll be able to do that. So I didn't want to keep mentioning it just in case there was a delay, but we're looking for about the second week of August.
All right. Well, so we won't mention it again until you give us the clearance on it.
But you know what? There's something that you can't put a price tag on is peace of mind and the security that gold and silver. And I can't tell you how many times people have told me after they made their purchase and they put their gold and silver away that they forget about the markets. They really don't follow what the stocks are doing. They really don't care what the stocks are doing. In fact, they don't even care what gold and silver are doing. They get this strange sense of relief, of security from having gold and silver in their safes or wherever they may place it. So there is no price for peace of mind. And that's what you, and again, you know, I've had people who sell their gold for paper investments. And please, folks, never sell your gold. If you want to take a risk and go into some sort of paper and investment, use it with disposable funds. Funds that, you know, like you were going to Vegas. When you go to Vegas, you take disposable funds, money that if you lose it, you're still okay. Don't sell your gold and go to Las Vegas. And that's what you're doing when you're selling your gold and getting into paper investments. And I don't care what type of paper investment it is. So please don't sell your gold. And there's a lot of strange programs. I've been seeing new gold dealers popping up everywhere. And as the price of gold and silver continues to rise, you're going to get more and more schemes and scams and, you know, people vying for your business and promising this and promising that. So, you know, please give us a call. And if it's a legitimate program, I will tell you, you know, because I want to get involved with it too. But I've been in this business a long time. I know the players. And you have to be very, very careful.
You sure do. There are a lot of sharks in the water. Good night.
God bless. Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dr. Ken.
Well, this is, I understand, because I guess Melody Cederstrom, that certainly, Melody's certainly always done well by our listeners. I think we've been with her probably, eight years anyway, and we've never had one complaint, that's all I can tell you. I feel very, very comfortable, but we've actually had to actually tell a number of people that we would not have them on our program again, even if they wanted to advertise with us, because they were involved in questionable programs. In other words, they were simply not being entirely forthright. But I feel very comfortable having Melody with us. We're in very difficult times. You need to get my little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. You need to get my treatise on Andrew Jackson's farewell address. It was given in 1837, and we have five newsletters on it. And we put them into a pamphlet. It's called, it goes into the background of Prophetic Warning, is the title, Prophetic Warning. And then, of course, you need to get the history of money and prophetic warning, and you need to understand what is going on financially. You need to get Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. You have Thomas Wood's a book on Rollback and Meltdown. They're two very excellent books. Now, he doesn't get into the conspiracy aspect of this. We cover that, the conspiracy behind everything, and in the little pamphlet, The History of Money. So if you want a more detailed history of the background of the major banking families, Professor Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and Christy, he traces this, and the monetary forces in the world, to the secret societies that became the Council on Foreign Relations in Sydney. There were European banking families that were intimately involved with Cecil Rhodes' secret society. But you're never going to read that elsewhere. That's why the book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, I consider the single most important book in my library. And of course, you want to hear my interview with Professor Quigley. Why, of course, it's contained in our secret government four-tape set. Now, it's not an interview I did. It's an interview I purchased from Professor Quigley's widow, but it's very, very revealing as he talks about how all the efforts were made to suppress his book. And, of course, he didn't even mention his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, that was suppressed for 32 years. I mean, here's a professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard and Georgetown University, probably the leading historian of the last century, and nobody will publish his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Why? Because it tells you the truth about the secret societies that run the world, at least one of them. Although they all interlock, you need to get our four-tape set or four-CD set on Skull and Bones, our four-tape set on Bohemian Grove. Of course, we've got a couple of books on Skull and Bones. We've got a DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and if you request it, we'll send you the material from their own publications where they talk about how their deity is the owl. Their deity is the owl. What's the owl? Well, that's 40-foot replica of Moloch of Satan, that where they have their ceremonies. And you certainly need to see the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and there you see the leaders of the world with their hoods and their capes and their candles and their chanting in front of the replica of the owl. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are Luciferian forces in the world today. This is not imaginary, it's real. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You wonder why people are afraid to speak out? We've got a four-tape set called, a four-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I interview two government assassins. And certainly then I interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We have a book, certainly, on Target Patton, the background of the murder of General Patton. And then, of course, we have the four-tape sets or four-CD sets on the murder of Martin Luther King and a book written by Mr. Pepper, who is employed by Martin Luther King's family. We have a four-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and believe me, it was not Saran who killed him. Of course, we have a book and a DVD on that. We ask you, our Pray for America, our number 1-800-544-8927. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, we're going to be talking about the spy meters, the surveillance meters, the subversive meters that they want to install in your home so they can monitor everything that you do. And, of course, oh, they're television. They have all these ads on the paper here on television in California saying, oh, isn't the smart meter wonderful? I can just tell. I can go up on the Internet, and I can find out exactly how much electricity I'm using at any moment. And that's true. They can determine exactly how much electricity you're using any moment of the day. And so when they tell you that the smart meters are only going to be operating a few seconds out of the whole day, they're lying. But everything that you're hearing today is a lie. And they're telling you there's nothing to worry about because all these electromagnetic waves, why, you get far less radiation from a smart meter. That's what they call them. We should call them a spy meter, a subversive meter, or a surveillance meter. But they want to call them smart meters. Why? Because, of course, we'd want a dumb meter. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is part of a program, part of the Agenda 21 program, to force you to change the way you live, to lower your standard of living, to impoverish the American people, to get you to cut back on your use of electricity, which is incredibly cheap to create. So they want to run the price up so high that you won't use it, because they want to lower your standard of living as they raise the standard of living on people throughout the world. And how is destroying the standard of living in America going to help people living in Africa to raise their standard of living? It's not going to, but don't look at this logically. There really are people, very evil people, behind this whole program of the subversive meters. Well, with us this evening is a woman named Virginia Farver, and she learned about the dangers of these radioactive things because of her son. And you have to understand that you do get radiation from many sources. You get them from the surveillance meters, you get them from cell phone towers, you get them from cell phones. We know that simply a cell phone can influence the activity of male sperm. We do know that it can produce changes in the brain and predispose to cancer. There's scientific studies that show that, and people who published them have been threatened. In America, threaten people who tell the truth? Of course, because of powerful forces aligned against the truth. Virginia Farver, thank you so much for being with us tonight.
You're very welcome.
Why don't you tell us how you got involved in this battle?
I lost my 29-year-old son from glioblastoma brain cancer in October of 2008. And my son Rich was living in San Diego and had been working there and living, and had attended SDSU in San Diego. And his neurosurgeon from Poway told our family that it was his cell phone which caused his brain cancer.
Now, was it his cell phone, or was it something in the tower that was outside the cell phone tower?
Well, I just started looking into things on the computer, and 9 months after his death, I found links on the Internet about a brain cancer cluster.
A cluster there, right where her son was. And there were a number of people who got brain cancers in that area.
Yes, my son and, five people have gotten brain cancer since 2008. The last victim died.
Hold that thought.
Okay.
Go right ahead, Virginia. They were all in the same area, weren't they? Right there in the same building.
Yes.
Five of them were all in the same area. Four were in the same building and basically the same room. And it was called NASA Pier Hall, room 131. And anyway, and then there was another cancer death in 2008, but it was a different form of cancer. So there's six people altogether. And I immediately started contacting San Diego State University, and to this day, I have never gotten a response back from the administration. I contacted the professors that were in these articles, and we all requested a toxicology study, and they were denied, and I have never gotten a response back. And there was an epidemiologist by the name of Dr. Thomas Mack who wrote a report for SDSU in which he notes that he has no known knowledge of chemical or radiation concerns and therefore are none. So I emailed him and he called me at home. And I told him, I asked him about this cell tower that was right within probably 100 or 150 feet from this room in this building, and he brushed this off rather quickly, and I then told him of everyone's concerns, and he said they should be concerned. But because of his report, SDSU will not conduct a toxicology study. So this is why I just decided to look into this tower on my own, and SDSU has always referred to this cell tower as just a simple sprint cell tower. And what it is a heparin high-performance wireless research and educational network tower and a Gwynn tower and a HARP tower. And to this day, like I said, I still have not heard from the administration. And I found out that this is what all these smart meters and everything are attributed to. All of these, many of these large college campuses have what are called supercomputer centers. And this is where all the technology from engineers and scientists for the smart, it's called the smart grid, which...
Hold that thought. We'll be
okay.
Right back.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. This is in Virginia, simply pointing out that many university campuses will have these towers, of course, which tend to coordinate all of these myriad of electronic impulses with the Wi-Fi and the various electronic impulses that's going out from the computers. And they all, of course, have to be funneled into these centers and then are funneled out by satellite or various areas to this Internet complex, which is run by the NSA. Because if you think that the Internet's just up there, some sort of a nebula, something that just everything connects, it has to be all coordinated and very carefully coordinated. But what you're getting is a tremendous concentration of electromagnetic energy and basically in these cell towers. We do know that even the individual cell phone can give off damaging radiation to the point where it will damage DNA, it will damage brain function. They know this, and this is why they threaten people. They know, for instance, that it will affect the male sperm if you carry your cell phone on your waist. But they do not want the public to realize, of course, the disastrous effects. And, of course, Virginia's son was simply one of five or six people in a cluster right in that immediate area, right immediately to this Sprint Tower on the college campus. But they cannot admit what they're doing. The American people would be incensed if they knew they were intentionally submitting us to the excessive radio wave material and microwave material and all of these things. Now, a little of this is not going to hurt you. And certainly many years ago, we had some radio waves, but now we have radio and television. We have Wi-Fi, we have all this myriad of radiation, so much, of course, that people are getting of brain tumors. It's affecting their minds. But what have you learned as you've been studying this, Virginia? Because you've been on the front lines of this battle trying to bring out the truth because you don't want other women to lose their sons as well. And there were five or six people in the cluster, and they're totally ignoring that, even though there are scientific studies that verify exactly what you say about this place at this university campus. Pick the story up. What have you learned?
Well, this tower has, you know, it has so many huge corporations that are involved. It's got the government involved, NASA's involved, the DOE, the Department of Energy. There's so many people that are involved in it that this is why I'm not hearing anything. I've actually gotten threatening letters and phone calls to be careful. And I've also gotten...
Wait a minute now. Who censored the threatening letters and telephone calls?
Well, I didn't really get threatening letters. I actually have had phone calls from people to be careful. And I've gotten letters to be careful because people... I know people that have lost their jobs over this and have been harassed over this. Anybody who comes out against this telecom industry has been threatened in many ways. I've got numerous stories I can tell you, and I've gotten to know some of these people, and it's just really, really a sad thing.
And they do threaten people, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, they threatened the University of Washington. Well, they've done the studies on something, the relationship between cell phones and brain DNA injury, and cancer. And they were going to publish this, and they threatened government officials, threatened the University of Washington, if they dared to publish it. Well, they did publish it, and they put an article in their alumni bulletin. Hopefully the alumni would support them and help them, because they were going to get cut off from a lot of federal funding. Why? Because they dared to tell the truth. In America, where we had a freedom of the press and freedom of assembly, why, of course, they threaten and destroy people, and I personally believe they kill people on occasion who tell the truth. We know that a number of scientists who were involved in biological warfare suddenly research have died under various mysterious circumstances. We do know of a number of people involved in the media who've died under mysterious circumstances. Can this sort of thing really happen today? Well, go ahead, Virginia.
It's very true. Ronald Huberman and Deborah Davis both worked for the University of Pittsburgh, started coming out about cell phones and the dangers, and they both were let go by the university because the university was going to lose $15 million in telecom funding. Dr. Keith Black from Cedars-Sinai is very careful when he's been interviewed on Larry King. The telecom industry has paid for a $15 million addition to the hospital there. Ole Johansson from Sweden, who just released the Skeleton Statement, which is asking governments across the world to drastically reduce their EMF exposures to people, has recently been harassed at his job. It just goes on and on and on, and I just keep hearing more and more. And it's so sad because the telecom industry right now is larger than the pharmaceutical industry. And they threaten lawsuits, and they can just drag people through lawsuits and basically bankrupt firms that try to take them on. So this is why this stuff is not getting out. And this is why I want people to know about these supercomputers on these campuses, because they can use these for crowd control. What they do is they send these EMF waves that are real calming and it keeps the kids docile. They can use these for through-wall surveillance, and they can use these for so many different things, mind control experiments, and to this day, I mean, I may never know what they actually did to my son. And people ask me if it was his cell phone or this cell tower. And what I say is, with the exposure of both of them, there was no chance for survival. And I believe this is also true for these other victims as well.
And of course, these brain tumors are extremely malignant, and most, very, very few people survive. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. If you have a question or comment, could this really be true? Could it really be that there is a cover-up here in America, that they are really damaging the health of our people, that they're really damaging the fertility of our people with regards to cell phones, and that they really are clusters of cancer as a result of the intense concentration of these waves adjacent to certain sites? And, of course, have there been other clusters like this elsewhere in the country? Do you know of Virginia?
Actually, there was a breast cancer cluster. This is how I found the articles about SDSU. SDSU is a backbone node to the UCSD campus in San Diego as well. And they've got the main supercomputer center there. And there was a breast cancer cluster there as well. And, those were the first articles I read, and then I found the ones about SDSU. And yes, and there's been a cancer cluster of children in Carlsbad, California, and I have not personally been there, but I've been in contact with people that I've met through all of this, and they have gone out to investigate themselves, and I guess there's high power lines, all over where these kids are going to school. So this stuff is really very, very dangerous, and now we're getting smart meters put into our homes, which is just unbelievable to me.
And the thing is, of course, that a small amount of radiation probably is not going to be harmful. I mean, certainly years ago, certainly they used to use very small doses of mercury. They even used to use small doses of arsenic in treatment of certain things, and it got a reaction from the body. But a little arsenic will not hurt you. A lot of arsenic will kill you, and the same thing is true with mercury in infinitesimal doses. Of course, I really doubt that it was a good idea to give any mercury because it's so toxic, but certainly we do know that certainly we can come in contact with certain poisonous things, but if it's in small enough quantities, it's not going to hurt. But we're not getting small doses of radiation now. We're getting mammoth doses of radiation, and we're surrounded by all sorts of electromagnetic fields and electrical fields and magnetic fields, and basically the average individual doesn't know. You don't feel anything, but the scientific studies, and there are lots of them out there, show the danger of cell phones. And of course, it's exactly the same type of radiation that you're getting from the smart meters. And of course, they tell you, oh, this is only an ad for, you know, a few seconds a day. Ladies and gentlemen, if you watch the ads that they're putting on the television here in California, they'll tell you that you can go up onto the internet and find evidence of how much at any moment of the day electricity you're using in your home. How would they know that unless they were monitoring this every moment of the day? And of course, it's not just simply the smart meters. Then, of course, you have the meters that collect all the data and ship it off to other centers. But even more than that, this is a prelude to the surveillance of appliances, or certainly the spy appliances are going to have chips in the appliances, and those the chips are going to send off electric waves that are going to tell the smart meter if you're using a washing machine, if you're using your dryer, if you're using your electric stove, which light bulbs, and they're even talking about altering places you screw in your light bulb so they know which light bulb they're using. Well, Virginia, of course, nobody really wants to talk about the so-called smart appliances or the spy or surveillance appliances, do they?
They don't seem to, you know, it's hard to get people to understand. I think they'll wake up once they have these meters, but until they do, it's just hard to even get this message out. I'm trying really, really hard. And just so I found a really good research site. It's called Pike Research, P-I-K-E, and you can find a lot of information about smart meters on it. And I found this article. This is from Maine. It's from the Forecaster Forum in Maine, and it says there's a gentleman that was interviewed, and it says, as for the signal strength, powerful is the word used by the company that makes the meters. The manufacturer of meters currently being installed in California boasts on its website that the signals can penetrate mountains. These waves are engineered to travel through homes, hills, walls, and bodies. So that should tell you how powerful these are. And I also found articles where it says that, right here, this is a different one. It's from TURN, T-U-R-N, or the Utility Reform Network. They are against these smart meters. And it says insurance companies will not insure the health problems from wireless smart meters. And in little parentheses down below, it says, and insurance companies don't sacrifice insurance premium dollars for no reason. So that should tell you that they're very dangerous. And it says wireless smart meters transmit radiation approximately 25,000 times per day, 24/7, not 45 seconds per day, as claimed by utility companies.
So basically they're lying to us then.
Sure.
And of course anybody who lives in California has seen these advertisements for PG&E, and here in California, and they have this old gentleman gets up and he says, oh, he's just such a nice old man. And he says, and I can go up on my website any minute of the day and find out exactly how much electricity I'm putting out. Well, if they're only putting this out, you know, for a few seconds a day, how would he be able to find out any minute or exactly how much electricity he was using? Ladies and gentlemen, they're lying. They're harming us. They know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know. And they're not accountable to everything because they're part of a much larger program. It's called Agenda 21, which is dedicated to lowering the living standards of the American people by driving up the cost of electricity and forcing us to change our pattern of electricity use.
Yes, and I actually looked that up this morning, and where I live here in Colorado is an Agenda 21 city. So, this is all a bigger plan for, I believe, the New World Order. And I think they're trying to make so many people sick, and people aren't paying attention, and they need to start paying attention. And, you know, even Wi-Fi, people don't understand. Cindy Sage from the Bioinitiative Group, 1 hour of Wi-Fi is equal to 20 minutes of cell phone exposure.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back here.
Okay.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Are you concerned that they're destroying and damaging your child's mind, your brain, his DNA structure, or with these massive electronic fields? And they're simply not simply the smart meters. It's also the Wi-Fi. It's the EMF frequency put out certainly by HARP and other things. It's the local radio station. It's the local television station. It's the cell phone you're using. All of these things are cumulative, ladies and gentlemen. A little not going to hurt you probably, but we are not getting a little. We're getting tremendous amounts, and they know exactly what they're doing. And they really do want to harm the bodies, the immune systems of our people. And there's an intentional effort to actually do damage. They know exactly what they're doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And there's a coordinated effort to suddenly attack and demonize and vilify anyone who dares to speak out against us. But if you don't speak out now, when will you? And if not you, who's going to do it? They're poisoning the air. They're destroying us, and they're destroying us by these electric waves. And they know this, and they know they're carcinogenic, and even more than that, they know they have an effect on the mind. But don't take my word for it. Go up on the internet and look up certainly what happened, the relationship between the cell phones and the function of the brain. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. We got an excellent 4-tape set on smartphones. We have an excellent book on smartphones written by our good friend Orlean Coulomb. They're both available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Ladies and gentlemen, we are under attack from all sides today. And you've got to help us get the information out, because if you're not involved, who will be? And believe me, the other side has billions, if not trillions, of dollars at their disposal. And they are motivated by an intense hatred of humanity. And of course, if you haven't heard my talks on population control and their plan to exterminate most of the people in the world, you better find out. And you better get involved, because if you're not involved, who will be? And if not now, when? Well, Virginia, as you talk to people about this, are they aware that there's a problem out there? Would they just as soon sort of forget about it and just get back to enjoying life?
That's mostly what I find. I do find, since I've been on your program a couple of times, I have been getting phone calls, and I'm getting a couple of meetings together, and I've got a couple of meetings this week where I'm going to tell my story. So it's just getting it out there, and people need to realize these supercomputers, they are incredible what they can do, and these are on college campuses. They can a lot of them are called Cray computers. And they can remotely track people, and emissions are unique, and they can remotely track someone in public. It's all about surveillance and what they can do with somebody's mind. And all of this is under the sustainability. And President Weber from San Diego State University just retired in July. And I found a letter which he wrote to thank San Diego. You know, of course, he has never contacted me about this, but it says at the very bottom of this, it says, "I am grateful to our students who have supported increasing their own fees to invest in our new facilities and create new traditions." Sorry, and they have challenge us to be better leaders and to expand SDSU's commitment to sustainability, and students have also been our conscience with regard to social justice. And I want to know how he can say something like that when, you know, where's the justice for my son and these other victims? And they are teaching this stuff to these kids on these campuses, so I think that it's all tied into this new world order. I really do. And these Cray computers, they can do so many different things to kids' minds, and they can do different things to people's brains with these. They can control the weather, they can change moods and behaviors, and these Gwyn Towers can shoot enormous bursts of energy into the atmosphere in conjunction with HARP.
Well, I'm going to have to hold you there. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We'll be back in just a moment.
While the storm clouds gather all across
Stan back here at Radio Liberty, I guess, is Virginia Farver, and of course we're talking about the electromagnetic waves, we're talking about the smart meters or surveillance meters, the subversive meters, we're talking about certainly the tremendous exposure to radiation. We do know, for instance, that women who are pregnant get too close to computers and they sit and work before a computer, and this will have a definite impact on the development and the mind of their unborn children. The excessive exposure to radiation has serious health consequences. Minimal, no, but massive exposure, as we are getting from every point of view. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, Virginia is certainly studying this. She's working very hard to get people mobilized in the Fort Collins, Colorado area. And, of course, she listens to our early morning program. And we have a fair number of listeners and supporters in Fort Collins. And at least some of them have contacted Virginia. And, of course, they're getting organized there. But this is part of something much larger than simply the smart meters. It's part of something called Agenda 21, the secret agenda for the 21st century. And you can look it up on the Internet. It's put out by those who would rule the world. It involves, of course, population control, getting us out of our cars, getting us to use less water, getting us to use less electricity, to lower the living standards of people here in the United States. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Virginia, why don't you go ahead and get your telephone number, website, anything else you'd like to get out, so that if people from Colorado or elsewhere are listening and they'd like, of course, to benefit from what you've learned, how they can get in touch with you.
I would be more than happy to. My area code is 970-689-3798. And my email address is V as in Victory, R as in Rich, Farv, F-A-R-V, V as in Victory, at hotmail.com.
And that stands for Virginia Farver.
Right. It stands for my son's name was Rich, so it's Virginia Rich, and then my last name's Farver, but it's just abbreviated, so it's Farv at hotmail.com.
F-A-R, is it just Far at hotmail.com?
No, it's V-R, Favv yes, at hotmail.com.
Okay, fine. If you have a question or comment, well, I said to Virginia's on the front lines of this battle. Have you gotten a lot of calls from our listeners there who've heard your program?
Yes, I have. And I've sent all of them. I have all the links to the stories to SDSU. I've got so much information. It's just unbelievable. I mean, I've never dealt with anything like this in my life. And I feel like I'm a parent of a murdered child. And if you ever hear a story about a parent who's lost a child by a murder, they'll go to any extreme to find out what happened to their child. And that's where I'm at. And that's what I've found out. And these supercomputers are on many, many college campuses. We have them here in Fort Collins as well. And I found this. It says our brain activity patterns can apparently be measured and stored on computer by supercomputers. If a victim needs subliminal thoughts implanted, all that is necessary is to capture, save on computer, and target the person's brainwave pattern to send them such low-frequency subliminal messages that they actually think that is their own thought. And it says there's a researcher from the Mantauk Project on Long Island that says our brains are so sensitive that they are like liquid crystal in response to the magnetic component of the earth. And I agree with you, such as vitamin D, and, you know, we have natural, you know, getting sunlight is natural radiation and things like that. But, you know, as you know, if you get too much of it, you get a sunburn. And this is what's happening with our brains. We are, with the proliferation of all these cell towers because of cell phones and 4G and all this stuff, it's just, it will eventually affect you. What I've heard from many people, that have these electrosensitive symptoms, and it can affect so many things in so many organs in your body that you have no idea about. But what every human body, even if you don't think you're sick from this, every human body has what's called a tipping point, and you never know when that's going to happen. And some people that have mercury fillings in their teeth, once they become electrosensitive, sometimes this is what might cause it. And I've actually heard of some people, have told me they don't know how much longer they will be able to live because they are so affected by this stuff.
Well, I think we have to understand that some people can withstand a great deal of this electromagnetic energy funneled into them, and other people are extremely sensitive, and they really, of course, their whole life is disrupted by having a smart meter in the home. So each of us are different. Each of us can certainly tolerate things differently, but there's some people who are very, very sensitive. I'm sure you've run into some of those people, haven't you?
Very, very sensitive, yeah, where they don't even know how much longer they will be able to live. Or they have just become so sick. Some of these have been just from these smart meters. They've had to actually leave their home at night and go sleep in their cars in parking lots. And kids are very susceptible. I've been working with Cindy Sage, Sam, and Lloyd Milham from the International EMF Collaborative, Deborah Davis from the Environmental Health Trust, so many of these people that are trying to get this message out, because boys, to let you know, boys are more susceptible for brain tumor development. And so this is why they need to be extra careful with cell phones, because their brains develop much slower than a female's brain does. And what these scientists are predicting is that they are going to see a pandemic of brain tumors, because a child's brain is not fully developed until their mid-20s. And here these kids are getting cell phones, you know, at 7 and 8 years old. So these kids are going to be getting brain tumors. And these brain tumors are called the Terminators. You live months with these tumors. Rich lived just shy of 7 months. The gal that just died in August lived 9 months. And these brain tumors are just, they're horrific. And you just don't want your child to get one of them. So it's just a very, very good warning for people to understand. These people, I think, they think it's a status symbol for their child to have a cell phone, or they think they're keeping their child safe. Yet these kids are putting them to their heads, and they're putting them in their backpacks and carrying them against their bodies. And they are the ones that are more susceptible than anyone else.
And that is simply because first of all, the skull is so much thinner, and the radiation
right.
can go right through. And then secondly, right. the brain is so much more susceptible.
Right.
Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Are you concerned about this? Do you think it's anything to be concerned about? Do you think this is simply all hyped, has no scientific basis at all? If there was scientific basis, wouldn't you read about it in the newspapers on a regular basis? If there are already clusters of people who are adjacent to these cell phone towers, wouldn't you expect to read about it? And of course, the answer is absolutely not. Because the media in the United States is controlled, and until you understand that, until you understand that we have freedom of the press in America, which means that the six major corporations that control all the major media outlets have the freedom to suppress whatever they want to. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're getting some interest out there. People are beginning to call in, so if you'd like to call in, get a line, why, we do have them, and we'd be glad, of course, to let you all talk about it. We've got Nancy calling, and Nancy is calling us from Santa Cruz, looks like. All right, fine. Hi, Nancy. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I wanted to know, I had heard that I don't know where these smart meters came up, you know, who came up with them, but I had heard it had something to do with the UN. Do you know anything about that?
Do you know anything about that at all?
You know, I have been trying to figure out the same thing. They just seem like they came out of nowhere. And this is why I think it's Agenda 21, and I think the government's had this plan for a long time, and I think that they just, what they say is they're going to deploy these meters, and that word deploy is a military term. And this is what I told Dr. Stan before, and this is why you should be concerned. If you look up President Dwight Eisenhower's farewell speech in 1961, he tells of what's called the military-industrial complex and its grave consequences. And I believe that this is where we're at right now. And we're losing our rights. We're losing our security, our privacy, our health. And this is all contrived by the U.S. government. And huge, big industry. Of course, GE's huge into this because
yeah.
they're the ones that are going to make all of these, smart appliances, and Cisco, and there's just numerous companies involved.
I think you have to understand this is part of a worldwide program, Nancy, and basically these smart surveillance meters are being installed in European countries and throughout the world. Do you know anything about Agenda 21, this plan for the entire world to bring everybody under control? If you don't, Nancy, go up on the Internet, look up Agenda 21. It's a massive worldwide program. We'll be talking about that at our conference here in Santa Cruz on the 23rd of October. The world's leading expert on that, Michael Shaw, will be there talking about. But certainly, Agenda 21 is part of a worldwide program to bring everything under the control of a ruling elite. And then, of course, to eliminate most of the people in the world because they feel we are using their natural resources. If you haven't looked into this, we hope you listen to our programs regularly. And then certainly get my Population Control Agenda monograph. You'll find that on my website at RadioLiberty.com. And then help us get the word out. Will you do that, Nancy?
Yes, I will.
God bless.
I call it Population Control and Control of the Population is what I call it. And it is, it's out there, it's true, and this is exactly what they're going to do, and this is what they're doing with HARP. I actually believe cell phones are involved in this.
Oh, sure. It's all part and parcel of the same thing. It's one ball of wax, but most people can't see how it's all interconnected. Hey, thanks very much
for
calling, Nancy.
Thank you very much.
And let's go to Sam calling us from Kentucky. Sam, are you listening to our Cincinnati station or our Lexington, Kentucky station or listening on the Internet?
Cincinnati.
All right, fine. So basically, of course, the Cincinnati station gets across the river into Kentucky. So do you have a question or comment?
Yes, my question for your guest is when she talks about the dangers of cell phone use, is there anywhere she could suggest we read up on this on the Internet so we could possibly share with others an article?
Well, I've got tons of information, but all you need to do, it's just like the Wizard of Oz and tap your feet, read your cell phone manual.
But basically, on your website?
I can give you any information you want. Deborah Davis just wrote a book that was released in October. It's called Disconnect. But all cell phone manuals tell you not to put these to your heads or your bodies. And, for example, the new BlackBerry Torch cell phone manual says to keep 0.98 inches away from your head, and for pregnant women and teenagers to avoid putting these near their lower abdomen.
And what does that tell you? And basically, Sam, do you have a computer?
Yes.
Or just go up to your search engine and type in a cell phone danger, University of Washington, or University of Washington threatened a cell phone danger, something like that.
I can tell him one more thing.
Right.
I flew out to Maine and I met with Representative Andrea Boland. She wanted to put cell phone warning labels on the boxes, and of course it didn't pass. But while the meetings were there with the CTIA, one gentleman that lost his 24-year-old son stood up and said, "Why is it that my son's cell phone manual says to keep this away from your head?" And the CTIA members said, they all looked at each other and said, "We'll get back to you about that." And Deborah Davis, in her book Disconnect, has a chapter about that in her book.
All right, Deborah Davis, and the book is called Disconnect. Would you call me off the line, off the air, Virginia, and get me her telephone number? We'd love to get her onto our program, okay?
Sure, you bet.
Okay, anything else, Sam?
That's all. Thank you very much.
God bless. And the telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And I would say, Sam, we do have an excellent 4-tape set on this. We do have a book on the We Carry on smart meters. It's certainly Orlean Kula's book. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. A 4-tape set on smart meters. We should call them spy meters, but we don't. And simply because everybody knows what a smart meter is, people don't understand it was used to actually compile surveillance on people and to spy on them. and to force them to change their habits. And, of course, it's really aimed at running up the price of electricity. Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Virginia Farver and our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY-464-8295, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, right now we've got Steve calling from Northern Kentucky. Steve, I assume you listen to our Cincinnati station?
That is correct.
Okay, fine. You have a question for our guest.
Well, I asked this question with my cell phone right to my head. yes, what I would like to ask your guest is, do those clips that they have that you can attach to your ear, do those help take off some of the radiation effect that
the Bluetooth? That might,
The Bluetooth, yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
No, they are not, they are just as bad.
They're just as bad, Steve. I mean, all
and
of
also,
these things are bad for you. If you really want to use a cell phone, well, you literally get a little earpiece. And but
right.
You're better off not to have one at all. But, you know, certainly I have one, and when I travel, I take it. But I refuse to carry it with me ordinarily because, basically, even when you have it turned off, it's still putting out radiation, and they're actually tracking you, and they can actually listen to your conversations, even when it's turned off.
Yep.
Anything else, Steve?
I've noticed some strange things happening when I'm talking on my cell phone. Sometimes I'll hear little clicking noises, and I'll hear, like, echoes and stuff when I'm talking about controversial subjects, you know, kind of like things that you talk about on your program.
Uh-huh.
With people, I don't know if I'm just overreacting, but I do know these things are possible.
Well, basically, Steve, you're only paranoid when you imagine people are out to get you. They're out to get everyone. They really have an intense hatred of humanity. There really are conspiracies. Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Steve?
Okay. Okay.
But if you haven't read my book and you don't want to read it, just go up to our website, RadioLiberty.com, and we have a DVD that gives you the whole story.
If you have to use a cell phone, use your speaker phone. And if you don't want to use your speaker phone, use little earbuds with the wires. They're kind of a pain.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, and never hold your cell phone close to your body when you use it. And turn it off when you're not using it. And that's my best advice.
Okay, but remember, Steve, that these can actually monitor you even when you're not have it on. They have software on there. They can listen to your conversations. They can track wherever you go with your cell phone, even when it's turned off.
Got it. Well, thanks a lot. Appreciate the info.
God bless. Okay, that was Steve calling from Northern Kentucky. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble because there really are people out there who have an intense hatred of humanity. You need to study Agenda 21. You need to hear my talk on sustainable development and so much more. Virginia Farver has been our guest today. Virginia, thank you so very much for being with us. And please give me that telephone number for the other lady, will you?
Deborah Davis, you bet.
God bless. Do you have anything else you'd like to say, Virginia, before we let you go?
The only thing I was going to say is the mainstream media is the one who did all these articles that I found. But once I found out what the tower was, it went silent. And I actually was told by somebody from the San Diego Tribune that this story would never get out because of money. So that tells you about the mainstream media.
Amen to that. You know,
yep.
It's what's called freedom of the press, freedom to suppress. God bless.
Yep.
Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I hope you enjoyed the interview with Virginia Farver. And we basically have a four-tape set on cell phones, I should say, on the smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. But this is part of a much larger program. It's Agenda 21. And basically, it's part of something called sustainable development. We have a talk called Sustainable Development, the Road to World Government. And certainly it comes with a syllabus, and we recommend that syllabus because it has a summary of the Global Biodiversity Assessment, which is one of the three pillars of this whole Agenda 21 movement. It also has a copy of the Earth Charter, has my my monograph on population control. It has quotations from the Marie Strong, who openly talks about the necessity for destroying Western civilization and bringing Western civilization down and forming a secret society to do that. It's the most incredible conversation between Marie Strong and a reporter from West Magazine. We do have the article from West Magazine. If anybody wants to read it, we have that the entire text there. And, of course, then, of course, you can get separately Agenda 21. We have the original Agenda 21, which was written up here in Santa Cruz. And then we have the United Nations Agenda 21, and they're both available, and all of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, we ask you, of course, to listen to our programs. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day on your iPhone, on your MP3. You can go to our archive programs. You can listen to our live programs there. It's on RadioLiberty.com. Of course, we are also on shortwave or on the Internet. But if you're certainly in a position to help, we are primarily listener-supported. And if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and get out the news behind the news, the story behind the story, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, of course, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. Brotherhood of Darkness, or you can get the DVD, either one, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special with the book, the DVD and the tape. Then, of course, you can actually get our talks on the forbidden secret and the dark secret and the syllabuses go with that. What is the secret? Why, ladies and gentlemen, there are supernatural forces that are at work within our society. They're not imaginary, they're real. And, of course, then we have another one just called The Secret, to take off on Rhonda Byrne's very, very popular DVD. And Rhonda Byrne's, book, and of course featured repeatedly on Oprah Winfrey, who is actually recruiting people into this worldwide occult movement. Oprah Winfrey is the high goddess of this whole Luciferian movement, in my estimation. Whether she knows it or not, this is a Luciferian movement, and the people that she is inviting onto her program are pushing this movement. We have a great DVD. It's called Wide is the Way, or Wide is the Gate. And, of course, by Carol Matriciana, will take you into this. Again, our number, 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for America. Pray for revival. But pray for our Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because we're on the front lines of this truly spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America. And that I love, stand beside.